Stay in Business Next, I welcome to the show another great business author, Cam Foote. His book is called The Business Side of Creativity, which I think is going to be a great topic for us to cover today on the show. Well, Cam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us first a little bit about yourself and what motivated you to write The Business Side of Creativity.
Well, my job is I'm the editor and publisher and founder of a publication called Creative Business. Creative Business was founded in 1989, essentially to provide business help for self-employed creative individuals, and those are primarily graphic designers, copywriters, illustrators, web designers, and so forth. And in the process of starting the publication and writing for the publication, I gathered a lot of material, and over a period of time, the material sort of coalesced into the book, and the book was called The Business Side of Creativity. It was originally published in, I started Creative Business Publication in 1989. The book was first published in 1992, I believe, and then it's grown since then. We're in now the fourth edition. There have been something like 35,000 copies sold. It is, I think, the largest selling book addressed to this particular market, and it's been quite successful. So we're now, again, at the fourth edition, and actually it's spun off some other books in addition to that as well.
Well, that sounds great, and I'm anxious to talk to you about some of the lessons and advice you have from the business side of creativity. I think if our listeners, even if they're not necessarily in what they perceive as a creative field, the precepts and suggestions you have will be useful to anybody in small business.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of information which anyone going into business for themselves needs to consider. Again, for someone who's a creative individual who tends, by and large, to be less business-oriented, more creative-oriented, it's a little bit more important for them to recognize their business shortcomings and try to overcome those than it might be for other people. But again, it's something which is beneficial for anyone who's going into business for themselves. And that is, I think, all of your listeners recognize, is sort of the trend of the future. We're becoming more and more a self-employed society and less one that works for other people. So as time goes on, there are more and more people who are going to be facing this problem.
Well, speaking of being self-employed, the first major section of your book is entitled Establishing a Freelance Business. What are some basic tips you'd offer from that particular topic?
Well, I think the first thing is to think through carefully. It's particularly for someone who's a creative individual, and you have to know a little bit of the background of kind of the job opportunities for creative individuals, but they tend to be in advertising agencies, design firms, and so forth, and it tends to be a very volatile marketplace. So, you know, you work for a while, and then maybe you work for an agency, you get laid off, you go to another agency, and so forth. And there's a great desire to want to work for yourself, as there should be, because it's an opportunity to not only do your own thing, so to speak, but also perhaps to make a little bit more money. But because most creative individuals, even more so than the population at large, have very little business training. So basically, they go into business for themselves, and quite often they fail because they haven't done sort of the basics or the elementary things. So the first part of the book is kind of going into those elementary things and also to test yourself to make sure that it's something that you really want to do, because while I'm a very, much a supporter for being in business for yourself, and I've been through that experience myself, I also know that it can be very difficult, that there are certain expectations that one often has which are totally unrealistic. So if you recognize those limitations and you up front, then you're better addressed to deal with them as you do go into business.
My guest today is business author Cam Foote. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.